Well, hopefully I don't get another flat. Have a good one, everyone. Uh-oh. Have a good night, everyone. See you, Trent. See you guys. All right. It's the green lemon. The green lemon, I think I'm gonna call this. Hopefully I don't have to ride my podcast on the bike very often. Oh, we got fire engines happening. Fire Engine Red, that's a really good song by Good Riddance. Fire Engine Red. Well, either the green lemon or deadly lemon. There's a little bit of a lemon. That's green. So, oh shit. Let's see. Sorry, man. Thanks. Yeah, this bike's been a little problematic for me. And, you know, so I call it a bit of a lemon, and it's green in color, so I call it the green lemon, or maybe deadly lemon, although, you know, falling and smashing my face up real bad wasn't deadly, but it sure hurt. It was a big inconvenience, but I mean, anyways, hopefully I don't have to do this so often that it warrants a series name. But I have done this a few times. It may happen again. So maybe I should come up with a name, a running series names for podcasting on the bike. Again, hopefully it's not something I have to do very regularly, but I'm short on megabytes and it's late in the month, so I better do some recording. So here we are. I don't have anything to talk about whatsoever, but I need to chip away. So it's the Green Lemon. It's the Green Lemon Show. Deadly Lemon. I kind of want to call it Deadly Lemon because that was my cousin and I, when we burned CDs. We had like, oh shit, this crossing is now automated. Please wait for the walk signal. You don't have to push the button. Well, that's a COVID-19 thing, a precaution that as a city we're making, and I just broke the precaution by pressing the button. Not only will it not make the light turn anytime soon, there's a lot of cars out. There was a train crossing and then there was a fire engines out, so that really created some traffic. Like it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so the traffic really shouldn't be that bad, but there's a lot right now. Anyways, yeah, not only will it not make the light change faster for me, but I also touch things that I shouldn't touch, so hopefully I don't get COVID because of that. But there's not a lot of COVID-19 in Saskatchewan right now, fortunately. Saskatoon's been in a good spot the last little while, so hopefully that keeps up and we're, you know, me touching that. Well, and just people getting COVID in general. I don't want it to happen, but oh boy, there's the fire engines. Should I drive by and see what's going on? Maybe I will. Maybe I will. You do need content, right? Should I drive by the fire engines? Hopefully everything's all right. Man, there's lots of fire engines over there. I know I shouldn't be a looky-loo. I might see my good buddy, Nate. That I should be doing this, especially with, you know, in the middle of a pandemic. Shit. Just trying to give you more material, Josh. So, well, there's a police. There's a camera up too. What's going on? Hopefully everyone's all right. All right. I don't know, I'm not gonna look too hard because I don't wanna get in the way, so sorry that my investigation didn't yield more exciting results, but I'm just gonna have to live with that. I don't wanna be a hindrance to, you know, emergency services. So I won't. I'll just keep biking along. The chain, the rickety chain in my bike as I take each stride. What could I talk about? Another ambulance, fuck. God damn it. Hopefully everyone's alright. Not promising that many fucking fire engines and then ambulance, police. Not good. Good at all. I don't like to see that. Maybe I can give you an update one of these days here, given that I have an awful lot of megabytes that I have to. I did have a virtual party last weekend, and I turned on the old phone recording, but I didn't really clear that with anyone when I started recording. I mean, they're all my friends, so they might all understand and be all right with it, but it just seems a little slimy to do that without even telling them. So I could throw those on the old feed in order to chip away at the megabytes, but I don't really want to do that unless I absolutely have to. I really don't want to do that anyways, hence why I'm talking into my headphones while I'm riding a bike right now. This is some of my least favorite times to podcast. Definitely riding my bike in public is one of those. There hasn't been that many people out. So really pretty funny looks for me. That's talking to myself and all that stuff, but you know. Alright. Actually, followed the rules of a four-way stop just there. I don't usually do that. And there's one of our operators there. Yeah. more fellow employees that's waiting out there. This guy, I don't think will... I definitely doesn't work at the same shop as me, allegedly, but he might work for the same overall corporation, allegedly, that I do. I'm not sure, but I pass by him on my bike ride, and I get competitive. And I'm like, okay, I got feet. I can't get fucked. And the other day, I really went nuts. And this guy doesn't know I'm racing, obviously. He's leisurely enjoying his bike ride, but even then, I can barely catch this guy. If I'm right now, gonna catch this guy. So you know, there's a book by Lance Armstrong, I believe you were telling me about it, Josh, you read it, it's called It's Not About the Bike. But I don't know, man, take a few spins in the old green lemon and tell me it's not about the bike, because I feel like I'm losing a lot of miles per hour to the green lemon and all of the many things, the many flaws of the vehicle. I think my chain is costing me some miles an hour. It's pretty rickety. My tires, pretty sure they like drag on the frame. Not the whole time, but just here and there. I've only got one gear. I can't switch gears. The one gear I have isn't even the fastest gear. It's like a middle of the pack fastest gear. But I can't switch my gears. And it's like, I don't know. Well, you heard me talk about Trek bikes before. You've heard me talk about the Green Lemon. And yeah, there's the whole Presta valve issue as well. And all the flats that I've gotten. You know, obviously some likely caused by Presta valves, others not. I did run over screw once, and then I kept the screw for a good luck screw. What are the chances that you're going to run over a screw on your bicycle and have the screw like embed itself into your tire? I mean, that's pretty tough to do. So that screw's got to be lucky. So I kept it, and it remains in my racquetball bag that I take to tournaments. It's my lucky screw. But yeah. But I know the shortcut. The thing I have over this guy that I pass on the bike rides is I know some shortcuts. So I'm hoping that I'm gonna intersect with this fellow. Because he's way in front of me today. I'm not racing. He's not racing, but I'm also not racing. So that makes this a fucking blowout right now. But I am hoping that I'm gonna make up some ground on him right away here when I fly underneath the tunnel. There's a little, like, another detour home you can take. It involves taking a tunnel. And I think it speeds up the ride, but the light, one of the lights that you have to wait at because of this tunnel is sometimes a shitty light, so you may add time onto your trip if you take the tunnel because of this stupid shitty light. But anyways, I'm going to take the tunnel and hope that I catch up, at least somewhat, to this guy. I'm not going to catch all the way up because his bike, I mean, maybe he's just like, maybe he's a pro rider. Maybe he's just in fantastic shape and he doesn't even have to really exert himself in order to go really fast. I don't know. But it's frustrating as a competitive human being. I try not to be competitive in situations in life that don't require competition. You know, know, I don't think, you know, being a competitive person in competition is great, but I mean, you don't need to compete for absolutely everything. And people are going to see the last dance. Oh, shoot. Okay, there's already someone in this tunnel. Oh, are they going? Oh, they're going the other way. All right. I'll wait for them to clear out of the tunnel just because of COVID. I'll finish my thought once I get moving. I don't want to be blabbing away inside of a tunnel because this person will definitely be able to hear me. And it makes me self-conscious. All right, they're through. Okay, I'm coming through. So now this guy is definitely way ahead of me. So even with the tunnel, I'm not even going to be close. Now I'm going to have to... Coming out of the tunnel. Here I come. Oh, thank you. Cool. So, yeah. I think it's kind of shitty to be competitive all the time. And people see The Last Dance and they may think, oh no, it's look at my... And I agree. I watched Michael Jordan and how competitive he was all the time and how everything was driven towards winning. And I'm kind of like, fuck, you know, I should be more like that. I should have more of a drive. And that's fine with regards to competition, you know, things where you're competing, where you're in your sport, or you're, you know, even if you're playing a fun game with someone, fine, but I don't think we need to compete with, well, for example, you know, my bike ride home, do I really need to compete with this person that doesn't even know we're racing? Hasn't cleared. I mean, whatever. What's the harm? But I mean, I don't know. There's areas like, I don't know. I always hate it when this one guy, I might have talked about this on podcast before, but these two guys that I work with were getting into each other, sort of beaking at each other, playing ping pong one day at work, allegedly. One of them says to the other one, well, my girlfriend's way hotter than your girlfriend. It's like, fuck off, man. Like, you're an idiot. I thought that was really shitty and stupid and, like, you know, for one, like, how do you even quantify that or qualify that or whatever? Two, like, we're bringing our better halves into this competition we got going. Like, don't be a douchebag. You know, I don't know. Does that make sense? I just think there's areas in life where we don't need to compete with other people. How much money I have, how many nice flowers I have in my garden. I don't know. Like, it's one thing if we're gonna have a flower growing competition, but we don't need to compete for absolutely everything. But I do. Yeah, it is. Watching Michael Jordan is an inspiration to me, for sure. Absolutely. But anyways, yeah. So I definitely lost the race with this man who doesn't even know I'm racing him today because, you know, the tunnel did not pan out very well. On your left. Sorry, man. But yeah, there's some miles per hour that are being forfeited by the old green lemon. It's frustrating. I should maybe take it to a bike shop one of these days and, you know, get my chain greased up, get my gears fixed so that I actually can switch them, maybe make it so that the brakes don't rub on the wheel. Maybe make it so that the wheels don't rub on the frame. You know, just get my miles an hour back because I'm really working hard and having to work harder to get, I feel I have to work harder to get the same level of speed that other individuals are able to get with their bikes. So While Lance Armstrong says it's not about the bike. I don't know if Lance Armstrong ever took there being lemon for a spin. I'd be interested to see what he would say after doing that. There's a big yellow, I just cut through the grass there in the park, and there's a big yellow strip where I cut through. It looks like, oh, hold on. Thanks, guys. Look at that grass. It appreciated me cutting through there very much. I hope it wasn't me. Well, I guess what's the difference? I definitely cut through that grass before. Whether it was me or whether it was someone else, definitely got cut up or, you know, trampled, yellowed up. Not good. Yeah, so that's too bad. I must have, either myself or somebody else must have cut through there while it was frosty out or something and damaged, made some frost kill. I forget what, well, not winter kill. I just know that you're not supposed to drive on grass when it's frosty on, because you'll like kill the grass instantly, like you'll leave tread marks. And we get that allegedly with our mowers. If there's frost on the ground in the morning, we're not supposed to get on the grass until that frost melts, because you'll kill that grass instantly where you drive on it. So I guess that's what happened in that one yellow bike tire strip that I had running up the grass there. So this is the most embarrassingly boring podcast. Embarrassingly boring podcast that I've ever recorded in a long list of many. So sorry for that, but you know, you made the deal. You made the deal, so don't squeal. That's the way she goes. This is the, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. Gotta get my megabytes in. So I'm just and ramble away, chip those away. You can hear me do some push-ups as well. I've done 25 so far today. I have 75 left on the day. I'm gonna do a set before I go into the house to take all my clothes off in the garage and rush straight to the shower. Lisa doesn't want our family to get COVID, so I have to go straight into the shower as soon as I get home. Every single day. Fair enough. Whatever. I'm not complaining. It's a safe way of doing things. What are we at here? 23 minutes and 21 seconds. So definitely a longer bike ride home than normal. But that's okay, because I have more megabytes left than normal. Actually, that's not true. I usually have lots of megabytes left, but whatever. Okay, here we go. Let's do some push-ups. Okay, 26 push-ups, 51 total, got 49 left. Okay, that's good, that's fun. At least we're more than halfway there. Oh, I've had a bit of a plateau with my push-ups improvement that I've been talking about. The body's just not getting the recovery time. It's really hard to get stronger in the number of push-ups I'm able to do in a single set, because just every time
every time I go get down to do a push-up, I do that first rep on that first push-up, and it's just sore. Every time, sore. So weak. My Bluetooth speakers are supposed to arrive today, but I haven't seen them yet. I'm really looking forward to it, because the headphones that I have a pair of old iPhone headphones that can barely hear them, even cranked all the way full. So if I listen to podcasts with those headphones, I can't hear. I can just listen to music with them, because, you know, and if it's new music, if it's music that I haven't heard regularly already, it doesn't really work that great with these headphones, because because I can't hear it well enough to decipher things. But with music that I listen to regularly, it's okay, because it's a little quieter. I can kind of fill in the blanks, decipher it myself, you know, the music. But if it's new music, can't decipher it. If it's podcasts and that mean people talking, can't decipher that either. So yeah, I have to use these shitty headphones that only have one ear, and they're bottom of the barrel bad ones. They only have one working ear, but I can at least hear them because they're loud enough. So I have to use those when I listen to podcasts. It's a pain in the ass. Anyways, I'm going to do some more push-ups. 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63. There's Charlie, 64, 65, 66. Oh man, only 15 push-ups. It's fucking weak. 66 push-ups done. Well, that's better than 51. At least I'm closer to being finished. Hi, Charlie. I don't know if I should touch you. You don't want to get the COVID, do you, Charlie? All right. Charlie, go take a bath. Go take a bath and some hand sanitizer then. I touched him and he peed. He always pees when I pet him, if he hasn't seen me for a long time. All right. Neat. Neat. Well, 66 push-ups. That means I got 34 left for the rest of the day. That's not too bad. I can handle that. I can handle that. Okay, how much longer can I vamp here? Okay, well, I gotta get naked now. So it's time to go have a shower. I really wish my headphones were here. Fuck a duck. Okay. Take my socks off. This is kind of sexy. Hey, you're listening to me talk about getting a dress. That must get y'all hot and bothered. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Oh, look, I don't like podcasting while I bike. It's just not enjoyable, but breaking contract agreements. I mean, I hope to never know what that is like, because I don't want to ever do that, so. Hence why we're doing what we're doing. Okay, I'm gonna take off my shorts, all nice and suggestively. And then I'm gonna take off my underwear. And then, okay, neato. Well, I was gonna vamp until the 30-minute mark, but I don't know if I have that much vamping in me. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Hold on. Okay. Maybe I can do the Seinfeld theme. Alright, that's enough. I'm gonna shut this off at 30 minutes. 4, 3, missed the button. Well, I get more megabytes in there now. Good thing. Good thing. Unlock the door here. Oh, Charlie's scratching at the door, waiting for Daddy to come in the house. Here you go. Okay. Then I gotta unlock this. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, Josh. Sorry, the podcast sucks balls, but I don't know. I'll try harder next time, I guess. Okay, bye.